welcome back. This is the final hour of Hello Port Harcourt on 92.3 Nigeria Info. And I dare say the most important conversation has been reserved for this hour. It's basically a case of saving the best for last. Oh, yes, indeed. So are you ready for this conversation? I'm hoping you are. The song I played, Am I Still a Special Man, by Peter and Paul Okoye, known to the free world as P-Square, known for singing and jumping on stage. That's what they do for a living. It is off the best album that they have released. I say that boldly, and I'll defend it anywhere. Game Over. Yes, they have a lot of songs, a lot of albums, but you see that Game Over album. You see that album. If you have a copy of that, you know what I'm talking about. These days, all you have to do is go to a streaming platform and look it up. Nobody buys CDs anymore. I mean, you shouldn't, because the world has moved. So if you have not enjoyed that album, please go to your favorite streaming platform and check Game Over. Do Me, Stand Up, Roll It, No One Like You, More Than a Friend. Oh, that's an album. That is an album. All right. So, what are we talking about? It's about something that would come off as advice, recommendation, or a warning, depending on the context, but the words stay the same. And the expression is, mind your business. It could be a piece of advice. It could be a warning. It could be a recommendation. But the point is, it is supposed to save you from something. Another way that that expression is used is when you ask a person, oh, your skin looks so nice. What is your skincare routine? This is what they tell you.
Drink water and mind your business. Drink water and mind your words, your business.
Yes, indeed. People claim that that is the way to get radiant skin. That if you drink water and mind what is in front of you, you will live long. But could this be true? Well, I'm not quite sure. You and I are about to find out. Minding your business is defined as asking for respect for other people's privacy. That means that place you're poking your nose does not concern you. It's not your business. So focus on your focus. It suggests that a person should stop interfering in what does not affect or concern them. The problem, and this is where the problem lies, is that you cannot always tell what concerns or affects you, because something that doesn't concern you today might concern you tomorrow if it escalates. And you think, oh, why didn't I intervene at the right time? But there are some ground rules. There are things that people know never to interfere with. And for me, I think the number one, maybe I have just this one rule. You see, relationship issue, I do my best, especially marriage. Oh, Lord have mercy. Husband and wife are doing this one. I do not interfere. I do not intervene. I do not interject. I don't enter at all. If I was inside, I come out. Because relationship issue, it is the most controversial, the most sensitive, the most chaotic, the most confusing place to put your head if it no concern you. Do I have a story? I have two. One is a personal experience. The other is another person's experience that will form the basis for your reaction. The characters in this story, Dan and Miriam. Yes, indeed. Who are they? You don't know them. These are human beings that I went to school with, my coursemates. If you've listened to me very well on radio, you must have heard that name, Dan, at least once. Friend of mine. We still communicate today. He's a videographer making dope videos. I think it was from Dan that I first handled a drone, right? He's been into this videography thing for a long time. I've always seen a drone, but I've never really tried to operate it. So my guy has one. I'm like, oh, really? Oh, this is how I tried to fly. He did not fly. So I gave it back to the owner. So Dan and I go way back. We're both in computer science, UNISIC. So he was my coursemate, right? Dan is the kind of guy that if I don't come to class early, you know, somebody has saved a seat for you. And if you eventually don't make it, they've written your name in attendance. You know, that's my guy. So, we're living our lives, pursuing, looking to upgrade our GP, getting frustrated by school, just living the university experience. Then, in our third year, Dan starts to date Miriam. The problem with this story is that it was an unlikely relationship. You know how, and I'm not trying to put anybody down, right? But two people start dating and to you, it doesn't feel like the relationship is genuine. You just know something is not right. In fact, you might even start thinking, are you sure they are not using jazz to hold one person in this relationship? But because of respect, you don't say anything. It's your friend's relationship. You know, you don't want to start talking anyhow about his lady. But some of us observers, election observers, we were literally counting down to when this relationship will end. Have you been in that position before? You see two people dating and in your mind, you know this thing will not last, but you don't want to talk. So we started counting down. Don't call me bad. No vex. I just know what I saw. So they were dating. And you know, the crazy thing about this is they were in the same department. Miriam was also in computer science. And the crazier thing about it, because the story keeps getting crazy, is that a session ended. Of course, we were living off camp. Dan tells Miriam, hey, there's a vacancy at my lodge, you know, where I live. And Miriam moves from where she used to live, goes to pay rent at Dan's apartment. She leaves the floor lower than his. And I'm like, this thing, what would they do like this? So first of all, they see in class every day and they come to class together. So they are literally married. I say, okay. So now, you know, I'm out talking to my guy in class, but he's not alone. Miriam is there as well. Hey, Miriam, how far? Oh, boy, how far? Hey, Sam. But he's always with this girl. I'm like, what is going on? Long story short, you have a problem. That problem we'll be waiting for. It happens. One thing leads to another. I don't know the root of the problem. This one is shouting. This, that. What is going on? And they are at the verge of breaking up. Dan stops going to her room, which is literally downstairs. When they come to class in the morning, they don't see eye to eye. They just, Of course, thanks to this breakup that is loading, Dan comes back to his guy, Samuel Akuchinedu, who has been waiting. So eventually they break up, right? And through this problem that they have, I never say anything. I do not interfere. I don't ask questions. Of course, Dan tells me a couple of things, but I just take as much as he gives me. Miriam, on the other hand, was expecting that the committee of friends would intervene because somehow, you know, she was friends with all of us, even though I was closer to Dan. And when they eventually broke up, she told some of her friends that she was disappointed in, you know, Dan's friends, that they didn't even come to her aid, her rescue. She remembers the time when she did this, she did that. And I heard it and I said, listen, I spoke to her. I understand you guys were going through whatever. But as a principle, I do not interfere in husband and wife matter. I just don't. I have learned too much to know that it is not my business until it becomes my business. And even when it becomes my business, I try to look for reasons why it should not. Because you see, when a couple who are going through a rough patch are quarreling and you take side, when they settle, it is on your head. A lot of people have been in this position. So I'd rather be the bad guy in your eye than be the one who took sides and tomorrow and now become the enemy of both of you. No. So for me, I don't interfere in relationship issues. What do I do instead?
Drink water and mind your business. Drink water and mind your words, your business.
That's right. But sometimes we can take it too far. Sometimes you claim to be minding your business. Meanwhile, you really should intervene. So what's the story? A 27-year-old woman, Chioma Okeke, was on Wednesday docked in a grade 1 area court in Kado, Abuja, for allegedly biting a mediator. A mediator is a peacemaker who attempted to bring peace during an argument. Two people were quarreling, arguing, fighting. One peacemaker said, take it easy. Let love lead. What is that thing we say at the end of our news? Hold on, let me look for the last news. Peace is a path to the prosperity of a nation. Let peace reign. They carry something, bwah, on the woman's head. No kidding. One of the ladies beat her, tore her clothes, beat. Oh my goodness. And now that woman is in court. Assuming that lady just was, maybe she was on her own. Just say, Abema, continue to go where they go. She would not be in this position. Even though, well, the altercation kind of happened at her end. They came to her shop. But the argument was between the other lady and her customer. And she put mouth, she put head. Bass boos followed. So my question is, and it's a very simple question. How can you tell when you should mind your business? What situations require minding your business? And when do you intervene? When do you interfere? And it's not very easy to see the lines. I mean, imagine someone like me who does not interfere in relationship issues, but then I live in a neighborhood where my neighbor maybe beats his wife. Yes, even though I don't interfere, violence is becoming a part of the mix. And if anything happens, he beats her, he kills her. When police come, they will question everybody in the compound. So if you look at it, it is partially becoming your business. I've heard of stories where a man was beating his wife. She was shouting, help, oh, somebody. Nobody. They heard how. Like, ah, these people, I beg, they will settle themselves. So sometimes we just might be taking it too far. So my question for you, very simple question. What situation should require minding your business? How can you tell that this case, oh, I should interfere, and this other one, I should just keep walking? These are important questions begging important answers. After the break, hopefully you have my answers for me. Are we good? Oh, yes, we are.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Podhackers.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Stimulating and insightful conversations. Hello, Podhackers. 92.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back. It still is Hello Port Hackett. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. We're talking about the sacred art of minding your business. Apparently, some people never get the memo. Some people do not understand the instruction. It could be an instruction for one, a piece of advice for another, or a warning. But minding your business is a survival skill. And lots of people have said that their skincare routine, what makes them shine, is simply
drink water and mind your business. Drink water and mind your words, your business.
Oh, yes, indeed, you heard that correctly. So you have to start by drinking water and then minding your business and you will glow. This is according to, I wouldn't say experts, but those who think in that direction. Now, the story connected to this is a woman was arraigned for allegedly biting a mediator. A mediator is someone who attempts to bring peace to a turbulent situation. A 27-year-old woman, Chioma Okeke, was on Wednesday docked in a Grade 1 area court in Kado, Abuja, for allegedly biting a mediator who attempted to bring peace during an argument. The police charged Okeke with causing grievous hurt. The defendant, however, pleaded not guilty to the charge. The defendant was accused of having an altercation with one of the complainant's customers after turning up at her place of work in Wuse Zone 5, Abuja. When the complainant tried to intervene, she pounced on her, beat her on her right hand, and tore her clothes. All for attempting to bring peace. Then what do you think would have happened to the other person she was quarreling with? Oh my. I wonder. Oh, I wonder. There's a list here by the Daily Tribune about when to mind your business. But before I get there, I'd like to get through to you. The question is simple, but important. Oh yes, indeed it is. What situation should require minding your business? Now, for me, I've said that when it comes to relationship issues, I do not put mouth, eye, nose. I don't. It does not concern me. But he's not treating me right, my sister. I can't hear. You understand? At this time of day, I'm usually deaf. Please, go and settle your matter. I'm not a counselor. I'm not an expert. I'm not any of that. Now, if I have a radio show and you bring that to hand, that one I'm working, but you know, Sam, please talk to your what? I've used up my talking quota for the day. I can't talk anymore. I talked enough on radio. So relationship, you know, it's just not what. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't give piece of advice, but interference, you know, there's something, putting yourself in that situation, that's not something I want to do. So call me and tell me, 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. WhatsApp. is 080-903-06-416. We're live on Facebook and Twitter. You can watch as you listen. But most importantly, drop your comments on those platforms. Over to Facebook. When do I mind my business? Answer every time. Sorry, over to WhatsApp. When do I interfere? Only when I'm invited. My name is Newman Delight Sochima. Thank you. Okay? So if they invite you, you enter. If they don't invite you, you keep walking. You see, but the thing is, you cannot always ignore. You cannot always mind your business. That's the truth. Imagine if you had two boys, right, on the street beating up a girl. And you're a group of five guys walking. You can't just walk past and say, I'm minding my business. You have to intervene. So sometimes, in a bit to mind our business, we overdo it. But Uche calls from Woji. Hello, Uche.
You're all right. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Very well, thank you. And you?
I'm wonderful. Please, turn off your radio. That happens to be my business as well.
Okay.
All right.
For me, when do I mind my business?
Yes, so what situation?
Provided life and health is not at stake. Whether it's a relationship or any other thing, if the persons involved are safe, they can mind their business. I mind my own business as well. But if anybody's health or life is at stake, it can even still, whether in the long run or in the short run, I will interfere.
But Uche, what if money is at stake? You know, there are some people that will approach you, my sister, I'm just coming from Aba, I'm stranded, please help me. Do you mind your business in such situations where a person is stranded?
Of course, I will. If it's not my money that is at stake, I will mind my business.
Uche, haven't you learned to be your brother's
if
keeper?
If any of these things are not at stake, I won't interfere.
But Uche, you should be your brother's keeper. Help your brother, please help me. I want to go to Aba. Just help.
No, I won't.
Okay.
Because a lot of things are happening these days. You know now.
I don't know, my
when
sister.
When they move from this junction to the other one, another helper will come. So I'm not interested in those ones. I'll mind my business.
Okay, thank you very much, Uche. So she says life and health. Clement from NTA Road. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Sam.
Good morning.
Okay, when do I mind my business?
Yes, so what situation?
Number, when shouldn't I mind my business? Well, if I'm at home where the fight arguments are happening, and maybe one of the parties called to my attention to see that brother plan seems to allow, and that caught my attention, before I would give my time to me.
Okay.
And then maybe just took him aside and tell him what I need to tell him. And then if you listen, it's fine. Secondly, if there is a child around where whatever husband and wife are doing, sometimes they remove that child from that place. If the two like, they should break their head.
Clement, you cannot be there. People are breaking head now. No, you can't be there and, you know, some harm. You have to do. What if your intervention can actually save a person from getting hurt physically or even getting killed? Will you not do something?
No, my own is the child first.
No, there's no child. Remove the child.
To the two of them that I am removing the child because of their childishness or their foolishness.
Okay, hold on, Clement.
After you remove the child from there, I maybe watch from afar. My wife and the child will be watching them. I have done that before.
Okay. Clement,
just watching them.
Two people have issues. One person carry bottle, they want to bust on this other person's head. But if you talk to that person, they will not bust the bottle. In fact, you even hear them saying, if this brother talk to me, I go calm down. Will you tell me? Are you telling me rather that you will not talk to the guy?
I will not talk to my brother.
Uh-uh.
Let me say it like this, I used to live in the compound. And when it was to happen, the way you have just described it, when I told the guy, I go write it and I go bear witness. Go ahead and do it. The guy just dropped his bottle and then walked away.
It doesn't always work like that, but thank you very much, Clement. Zion from GRA, good morning.
Good morning to you, Sam the Oracle.
Good morning. Please go ahead.
And thank you for this conversation. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's what
mind
I do.
Mind your business in Port Harcourt. is what is causing us problem today.
Okay.
Mind your business. They are robbing people. Mind your business. Everybody will run away. Two people fighting, you can separate. Mind your business. You will not answer. They will injure themselves. Mind your business. Landlord is increasing house rent. You cannot talk. Mind your business. See, my brother, let me be honest to you. I don't mind my business.
Ah.
I, Mr. Zion, I don't. The only area I mind my business is when the conversation is not consistent. Or the conversation is now directed in gossiping people. I am not interested. But when it has to do with the life of somebody, I am involved. In fact, number one, marital issue. I don't sit down inside motto. People they discuss about somebody marriage. I know that people they go. That marriage go end. I say, give me the woman number. I called them. I went to their home. I get involved. I am so passionate about marriage and relationship.
But first of all, I think you have a lot of time on your hands. That's one. Secondly,
no, not time.
Secondly,
not time.
What if interfering in that brings some kind of harm to you? The story I read.
My uncle in 1968 went to separate fight between two people.
So this is a family thing, Mr. Zion. This is a genetic something.
You may say that, and let me be honest to you, sir. They used the stick and struck by mistake, and the man died.
Hey!
1968 story, I'm telling you, my family. But guess what? In compensation for that life that died, they gave us two of their daughter and one of their son to compensate my uncle that died.
No, wait, hold on,
and
Mr.
I will categorically tell you.
Mr. Zion, hold on. I'm officially offended on behalf of your family. You are telling me that the life of your uncle... That's your uncle
Wait, my brother.
Let's not. We're having a conversation. You are the one that brought this family issue here. You understand? Your uncle that should still be with you today. They used stick to finish him and gave you a woman. And you people accepted and say, oh, thank you. It's okay.
Why would you accept?
Mr. Zion, come and be good. It's
do
okay.
You know the children that woman have given death to us, who those children are in our
Mr.
family
Zion,
today?
It's okay.
The truth is this, my brother.
Come and be good.
Marital issue, I know they remove myself. I am involved.
Okay, just be careful. Just be careful, please. Goodness from Rupoku. I lost that call. Wow. Oh, my goodness. There is problem. They scatter somebody's head with plank. Okay, let's go to WhatsApp. Sam, I know they hear your voice again for Let's Talk. Are you not hearing my voice on Hello Port Harcourt? Is it not the voice you are looking for? This is the voice. It doesn't matter the time. Use it. Back to the discussion. I learned how to mind my business when I went to separate fights between my neighbor and his wife a few years back. I was holding Oga from punching Madame. I did not know how Madame got knife. Jesus Christ. And stabbed me on my shoulder from behind. Oga ran away. I managed to treat myself. Guess what? The man and woman are still happily married till now. Namibi Mumu, Jay from D-Line. Oh, Jay. So sorry. Hector from Ogbogoro. Good morning, Hector.
Good morning, son.
Good morning.
Mr. Zion, you know, today is money business. Imagine the story.
Well,
it's funny.
These are the things that happen.
I am not minding my business, though.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Sometimes, if your business team has also caused a lot of problems in our society.
Mm.
Husband and wife, a man killing his wife,
yeah,
is beating her to death.
True.
We are minding our business. A woman killing her husband, we are minding our business. The woman maltreating us mate, we are minding our business. You know, sometimes I think we have to observe. We have to study what is going on. We have to ask questions.
Okay.
And we come in when necessary. If anything that we cannot handle, I think you call other people. You call neighbors or you call the police if it is necessary to call the police or the appropriate authority to intervene on the matter because somebody died.
Okay.
So we must not, sometimes we mind our business, but it all depends on the situation. You monitor, you observe what is going on.
All right.
If it's something that you have to call me, you call me.
Thank you very much. So Hector says, if life is... Goodness, you are here now. Hello, Goodness.
Yes,
indeed. Talk to me.
Okay. Minding your business.
Very important. Very important.
I think whatever you are doing, once someone's life is involved, what is threatening another human's life? It should be everybody's business at that point.
Okay.
Because it could be you in that situation the next moment. In fact, it can be anybody. You understand? So when as much as people are arguing, you can just mind your business, forget what they are doing. But once one of them turns violent, be it the woman or the man, because women too can turn violent on a man.
Yes, indeed.
So it's always the other way around. So you just have to interfere.
Someone
won't lose their life.
Goodness.
So in as much as I'm minding my business, I'm paying my own drinking water and doing what is my business. Once someone's life is threatened, I don't just take it lightly.
Hello, goodness. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, goodness? Hello.
Yes.
Now, have you seen me? Have you seen a photo of me? I'm actually on the big side.
Yeah, I've seen a picture of you. I follow you on Instagram.
Thank you very much. So I'm a very big guy. I have chest.
Yes.
So let's imagine, yes, I'm trying to deal with a young lady. I carry a knife. You know that you are small, that you're not as big as me. How will you interfere in that issue where you know I can beat you?
I can start shouting for other people to come. This guy won't keep us, you know. Draw other people's attention. Let me not just be you.
Before you draw attention, I beat you, beat the woman, beat the people, beat everybody. My blood, the hot. So what do you do?
Mind you say that one. You don't turn, I don't know what I'm going to tell again, but at least I will not try.
Okay.
I will not try. And there's no way you're going to beat everybody that is going to come there.
Yeah.
At some point, you're going to be subdued or tired or wanting one.
You don't know me, goodness. If you see what I'm eating, I can, oh my goodness, I can do and undo. Okay, thank you very much.
So we shouldn't, and please, let me say something again. You need to address. These people that are making videos when lives are being endangered, like you see an accident scene, people are grasping for breath.
Yeah,
people are giving us something. In fact, the scene is not. I don't know how to put it. And you are starting making a video. So the thing is to try to perform a PCR or something on somebody, or call the ambulance, or try to hold the person down, encourage the person to start breathing, keep them in a certain way to, you know, to help them.
I get you.
I don't know, just do something. You are there making a video.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, goodness. Yes, that's something that needs to be addressed. But in this world of social media, everybody wants to put out content. Walter from Rukpoku, good morning.
Sam, good morning.
Good morning. Please go ahead.
Yes, Sam. You know, mind your business depends on the issue we're talking.
Okay.
For instance, there are marriage issues. Husband and wife are having problems. Sam, I will tell you today, the life I am living today is God's grace.
What's up? Please turn off your radio.
The top. You okay?
No, it's not.
Okay, let me call him. Are we okay now?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Yes. Let me tell you my own story. 1983-84.
Hell, Shinakenna.
I went to separate a husband and wife, my neighbor. Every time they will fight, every day, almost every day. But people living in the same compound with them, they will not separate them because they have known their way how they fight every day. One day, because I'm close to the family, I went to separate my brother. Do you know that? I didn't know that the man was targeting me. Yes. The man brought knife, pursued me. If not that old woman intervened and held him at the waist, Sam, I would have been a dead man.
Wow.
Yes. My father took the matter to our highness then and put out this matter. You know what this man said?
Tell me.
The man said he was targeting me because he learned that I was friending the wife.
Ew.
I'm telling you a life story. This thing happened. At the end of the day, all was false because they gave him juju to swear. And they gave me, I called the walking stick. They tell me then, I'm telling you, 80s. They asked the man now to cross. The man, he didn't. It was then they said, they'll find him fault and he should go and beg my father. It's all my family.
All right, very quickly, I have to take other calls. So since then, have you...
So what I'm saying in essence is that...
Yeah.
You have to run your business.
Okay.
As it relates to husband and wife.
Thank you very much, Walter. Taiwo. Oh my, I lost that call. All right, messages on Facebook. Tunde Oyedeji says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall inherit the kingdom of God. The Bible says, I'm just passing by. Adama Gabriel says, to mind your business when people are gossiping, unless you're invited to make an impute, unless someone directly asks for advice. Mind your business by keeping your opinion to yourself. Mind your business when you're not invited in a gathering. Mind your business when people fail to acknowledge your presence. That's quite the list. Kelly's Promise says, I always mind my business. I stay in a public compound. Even 98% of people staying in the compound with me don't know my name. My brother, this one don't pass mind your business, so this is a problem. I like it like that to avoid stories that touch. Well, in your moments of need, you know, when you need that community, you might actually fall short. So don't take it too far. See, Nigerians don't like to mind their business. If you board a cab or you're in a bus, just start a conversation with, oh, I don't even understand this Tinubu government. It's over. The fool bought my brother. Where? This one. Were you talking to them? No. But that thing you started, you will come down from that bus, they will continue. And it's all good. It is all good. Good afternoon, Chinedu. I got you from Port Hackett. I always mind my business, so I haven't even done minding my business. Talk more of minding someone else's business. But seriously, I mind my business up to the level where the health or life of the person involved is at stake. Also, I can interfere where the parties in conflict genuinely request my opinion or business in the matter. In the latter case, I approach with divine wisdom and caution. All right. Jimo for Lewis from Port Harcourt says, it's only in Port Harcourt passerby we see two persons fighting and they will be comfortably passing. They always look strange to me. It's a bad practice. For marriage, if physical abuse is involved, get involved and don't mind your business. Good morning, Sam. I will mind my business in a public bus or taxi and finally at army checkpoint. I would mind your business at army checkpoint. I can assure you, he's in line with the Constitution. Enjoy the rest of your day. Kay from Port Harcourt, thank you very much. Mind your business when people are gossiping, unless you're invited to make an impute, unless someone directly asks for advice. Mind your business by keeping opinion to yourself. Adam Gabriel, you send this on Facebook. Good morning, Sam. Morning to you too. Trying to attack other callers' opinion instead of talking your own is not minding your business. Oh, Engineer K, I see. I wish you had called. Hello, Sam. In this part of the country, minding your business is the best, too. Before they will include you in what you don't know, trying to help has landed so many people in trouble. So please, I will mind my business and drink water. Mercury says, oh my, I have a lot of comments on WhatsApp. Good morning. In one of the law books I came in contact with, it's called Fail to Protect by Law, so we shouldn't always mind our business. Sonny BK. Okay. And this one says, Mr. Zion was making a lot of sense, but was cut short, unfortunately. As for me, I pray to have the discipline of always minding my business, no matter what Escobar says. And I'm down to my final minute. Destiny from Port Harcourt, minding your business is important. For me, I don't like someone getting into my private life, and I don't want to get into another person's privacy. The only time I will get involved depends on the issue and if it's critical. And while helping out, I'll be careful enough not to hurt myself. I cannot carry injury for something that doesn't concern me. I can't help out physically. Okay. Well, we must be able to draw a line, right? And yes, there are situations where you shouldn't get involved. But like a lot of people have said, if life, health, the safety of persons will be jeopardized, I think you should not mind your business. Don't. But I think I agree that the best skincare routine...
Drink water and mind your business. Drink water and mind your business.
Oh, yes, indeed. Right here on Nigeria Info, we do not mind our business. We want to talk to you, want to have conversations that matter, and we want you to get involved. So stay with us from now till infinity and beyond. Well, this is where the show ends. Thanks for being a part of it. Connect with us at Nigeria Info PH on all platforms, with me at Sparkling Oracle on all platforms as well. The major news comes up at noon. After that, it's a Sunny Side. Have a beautiful day.